Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning. Now grab two loaded sausage burritos for only $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. The future will be amazing, and that's all well and good. But what about today? You can feel the rush of a 400-horsepower Nissan Z. Or climb to new heights in the all-terrain Nissan Frontier. Light up the road in the all-electric Nissan Ariya that feels like a sci-fi dream come true. The future will be great, but today is made for thrill. All you have to do is get in a Nissan and drive. 2023 Ariya and Z not yet available for purchase. Expected availability is this spring for 2023 Z and this fall for 2023 Ariya.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners. You are tuning into the Goldilocks Productions presentation of the Spiritual Insight Show with Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spiritual Insight Show. I'm Reverend Tiffany White Sage Woman, and I'm so happy and excited to be back sitting in this sacred circle with each and every one of you this evening. And so thank you. I know this is in the United States, this is a celebratory weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and tomorrow, Monday. So just a big celebration and just all over the world, though, really. It's not just for the United States. It's been so many, we know this, warring and fighting. And just let's just remember everyone and hold them and just in that beautiful state of love, love and compassion, and just thank everyone for all the sacrifices that they've made. So, yes, take a deep breath. Just let everything go. Oh, yes. Hello. All right. So let's see. Hello, Richard. Hello, Heidi. Hello, Ruth. Veronica. Yay. I love that. Veronica. Howdy, all. Of course, you know, I have to put a little twist on that. So howdy, all. Anyway. So, I'm glad I got here in time. I was actually sitting in another circle with beautiful light beings and just listening to wonderful sharings and conversations, you know, and it's like sitting with our online communities. And this is part of what we're doing, right? All of us, you're sitting here and you maybe think, what can I do to help my community? Well, you're already doing it. Believe it or not, you already are. And it's just by even by just being love and light that you are. Sitting in circles like this, it always starts within, though, too. So here's the thing, in talking about communities and what can we do, we want to help. Well, before we can really help or do anything outside of us, you all know this answer. Where do we have to start and begin? Come on, you know this answer. Within us. This is where we do the groundwork, so to speak. And this is where we start. We start with ourselves, and then we expand outside of us. Hey, our neighbors, our neighborhood, our community. And even the beautiful thing, one of the beautiful things that came out of 2020 is building that online community as well, the virtual community. So powerful, so beautiful, right? How many of you may not have even met the people that you have if you had not maybe, you know, took some time last year and just sat in some virtual discussions or circles like this? So it is really beautiful what has happened. And we should always look for when something happens, know that there's always Nicole's joking me. Always know that there is two ways to look at something. It's beautiful just the way it is. There's a beautiful and a not so beautiful way to look at something. Or we can just look at it as in its whole entirety. And so we need to really concentrate on that right now, bringing everything back to one, bringing everything back to that zero point. And that's really powerful. Let's see who. Hello, Nancy. Hello. So just welcome everyone. I'm so glad that you are sitting in this sacred circle. Excuse me. Let me just take some water. But I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And just what powerful times we are in. How many of you just feeling excited? We're feeling this high energy, and the Schumann resonance has been higher than it has been in a while. I mean, just this whole month, it's like up, down, up, down. It's been really high. Hello, Carol Ann. Yay. And so I love when we have other Goldilocks Productions show hosts like Ruth and Carol Ann that have come in to watch and participate. So thank you so much, ladies. My soul sisters, it means a lot. So. And I hope you catch their shows as well. And many of you do, because many of you I see, you know, you support all the shows. And I'm so grateful for that. So thank you so much. We all are. We all are very grateful. And oh, yes. Just this weekend, I was busy doing that. Let me get these links for you, too. Of course, you're watching on YouTube. All right. But I've set up accounts for us. For Goldilocks Productions, you can catch Goldilocks Productions. We are now on, and I've just started uploading. So it's just the last, you know, the last week's episodes have been uploaded onto Rumble. We're on Rumble now. And we also are on, I always mispronounce this. You know, the other video one, this is what happens when you have things that are so closely sounded like Venmo is a PayPal thing, but this is the video one, the Vimeo. Anyway, we're on there too. That's a real popular, another video place, right? So we're on both of these. And the reason I'm doing this is because so many platforms are falling, but it's their own doing. Anyway, and I always like to have just a safety net. I want to have a backup for these shows. And I want to have a backup for all show hosts to be able to to continue on their teaching platforms, sharing their love and their light. And so I really, you know, would love for you to, out of the two, please pick Rumble, go to Rumble, subscribe, because Rumble does have a way that we can live stream through there too. So I'm going to check that out. I mean, we'll still keep YouTube as long as YouTube is up, knock on wood. And, but yeah, definitely Rumble. And yeah, you've got it, Richard. Yeah, get that, like that. There you go. So, you know, but if you already have a Vimeo account, you know, and that's where you want to be, you can be there too. Anyway, I just really am excited about that. It expands our presence, and we like that, right? So I just was a little nervous. We used to stream to a couple other places, and then those just didn't work out. And so I'm glad just to have, like I said, multiple channels and outlets for us. And so, got to spread that love and light around. So, hello, Wendy. Yay, did you sneak in there? Yes, you did. All right. So many things. And I know, like, the news, and I hope many of you here watching do not pay attention to that. And it's, you're not watching the news, even though it slips in on social media. And they know this, and they're having, like, this workaround, aren't they? They kind of try to slip in, all right? And they really do, don't they? So, let me read some of these comments. They try to slip stuff in, but we're not falling for that. We're done drinking that Kool-Aid. All right, many of us stopped a long time ago. That's really exciting. Thank you. Yay, Ruth. Let's see, Nancy. I'm gonna have to get these because I missed you guys when I don't see you on Facebook anymore. So, Nancy, that's good. We're gonna stay here on Facebook. We're going to stay here on YouTube. I'm just creating some other places as well. Now, there are three of the show hosts who stream on their Facebook page and here as well. That's Melissa Parks, Ruth Saltman here, and Christopher Vane with Little Bear Sanctuary on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Those shows, they have their own Facebook pages and stream through there. So it's, but I've kind of just taken the presence away from Gorlox Productions' own page off of Facebook. There's so many, it's a lot of times it stopped working, the live streaming, having it go there. There's too many issues. And so I was like, okay, we're just going to stop this. So anyway, always thinking, just to try to protect the integrity of our show hosts and our shows. So there you go. And I felt like Facebook wasn't doing it for us anymore. That's my say. There we go. All right, moving on. All right. So I found something out, and I want to share this with you. And we're going to touch, please, we're going to go very, very, I'm going to touch very lightly on this. I'm going to watch what I say. Because there may be a lot of people now. You can go into the community now. A lot of states are lifting, you know, the things that you have to wear on your face in public, and some places are saying that, you know, only take these off if you have got the V word. If you have it, please leave it on. Okay, whatever. And then there's some things, what I'm hearing, we got to be careful, because anything that comes out in a panic creates fear. You're not, so we can calmly get some information without freaking out, okay? So what I'm going to share with you is, because there's a thing now that I've heard of people talking about and we're worried about, is that no matter what you do, you still can get infected. So anyway, because of a spike protein. So there is something that you can that counteracts the spike protein. It's red pine needle. You can get the oil, red pine needle oil, with some carrier oil, rub it on the bottom of your feet, or red pine needle tea and drink it. It's a powerful detox. This isn't the only thing I want you to do. You should be taking care of your immune system on a daily basis. Watch what you're consuming. Make sure you're getting your vegetables and your fresh vegetables, your fresh fruit, you know, all the things, blah, 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 people tell you, but it's really true. Make sure they're organic and as organic as can be. We're growing foods now, you know, garden. This is a great time. Garden. Yeah. So working on the, you know, by fall time, I told my husband we want to have a greenhouse put up. And not just a little one. I mean, we want a big greenhouse so that we can access it all year. So we can grow food all year. And I'll share with our neighbors. I'll share with our community. It's just something that we need to get back to. And we need to help one another. And it's everyone has a unique ability that contributes to society. Each one of you already are doing that. And so, yeah. And thank you so much, Richard. I just see your super sticker, your donation and your super sticker. Thank you so much. Oh, it's a little fox with a heart. Oh, thank you. I love you too. And so let's just do this because I think it's good for people to understand this. I would like for you to share with me, what do you, each of you, do or be? How do you give back to your community? How do you give back to others outside of you? What do you do? How do you be? Because I know a lot of you sitting in this sacred circle of powerful light workers, and you're doing and you're being. But I want to see if y'all see what you do, right? Sometimes, you know, when you're asked that, you're kind of like, huh, I don't know, I didn't think about it, because you're so busy being that love and light, and that's strong in itself. But what do you do to give back in a physical and a non-physical way? What's a non-physical way of giving back? And go. Come on, people. Come on. Y'all can do this. I love the interaction. I love when y'all in your sharing. So let's see. Richard, I made Mexican lasagna vegetarian style. Very, very nice. Very nice. So those of you who may not realize or know this, but Richard and I know there's several of you too, do have follow a plant-based, plant-based, Whole Foods plant-based, or vegan. So that's the kind of diet and lifestyle that we have. So I chose that in the fall, and best thing for me ever, and I feel so good. All right, so let me read some of these comments. Hello, Robin! A family member I am close to got the... I started feeling ill. My friend made me take a dropper full of oregano oil. The next day is better. Yes. This isn't the only thing that counteracts that protein, the spike protein. But this is something that absolutely, yes. Because I've also clove oil. And here's the thing, clove oil with the carrier oil, but the red pine needle oil, I said, rub it on the bottom of your feet. You can also put it in your belly button. That's right before you go to bed. You know, you just put a couple of droppers in your belly button, a couple of it. Now, carrier oil and that oil put some in your belly button and lay down. And that's another way. It gets into your system really quick through your belly button, under the soles of your feet. So pretty neat, huh? Let's see. I'm glad that you feel better, Robin. Yes, pay attention to how you feel. This is very important that we do not overstress our bodies during these times. And there's going to be a lot of information that's a lot of us are going to be like, oh, finally. But a lot of information is going to come out and a lot of truth is going to shock people. And we have got to be here for them. Even if it's just being supportive, just listening, just okay. Never say I told you so or I knew it. Let's not do that. All right, let's just be there supportively and let's be a part of the solution, right? Which is, what are we going to do? Keep going forward, one step at a time. See Carol smile or say hi when walking by someone. That's huge. It is. It really is. That just makes everyone's day. And I think that's we get to enjoy that now without these things on. But even with them on, you can still tell when someone smiles, right? At least you hope they're smiling. But it's so much nicer to have that smile. And so nice. And oh, hello, Laura. Beautiful Laura. Another one, the Goldax Production Show host. Yay! Rob and I collect clothes for the women's shelter. That's beautiful. I love that. Robin, I'm going to do the red pine needles oil. Yep, you could do the oil. Like I said, be careful. You know, just make sure, you know, there's a lot of health food stores around where you are, Robin. Make sure it's good quality. If not, you can go to, I don't like to recommend the Big A online, but, you know, it's convenient, it's fast, right? So, unfortunately. Oh, Nancy, I've been a CNA for almost 24 years, and I try to uplift, yes, the patient or family members when they are going through emotional feelings. I also give away things I no longer need instead of sell. You know, that's wonderful, Nancy. I love that. Love, love, love it. And what a powerful healer being a CNA. That is not easy at all. I just want to share with you our neighbors next door to us are in their 80s and they're like adopted parents to us. And so our adopted dad crossed over last week, but they both had some health issues off and on over the years, and they had CNA come in and help them. And what a difference. And I'll tell you that after he crossed over, those nurses came over on their off time to spend time with his wife, with our adopted mom. And they have to do that. But that's part of just being there, just being supportive, just sharing the love. So, you know, thank you, Nancy, and to every one of you that do that. So, Richard, my place of work, let everyone, if they want to, not wear the, yeah, that's good. That's great. I love that. Yeah. You know, pretty much at this point. There you go. I think that's great. That's smart. Nancy, they become our family too. Yes. Yes. And it's not lip service, people. I shared that to show you that it's for real. And Nancy's validating this. It is for real. They do become your family too. And it's so beautiful. Ooh, Wendy, I think there is going to be a lot who just won't wake up. Well, I feel they will. Okay. They will wake up. Here's the thing is that they'll be in denial. It can just be so devastating to them. How would you feel? And a lot of us have already processed through this. I think many of us sitting in the sacred circle have already processed that everything we've been taught is a lie. Anyone that's walked on the spiritual path, we've realized that a long time ago, right? We kind of got the gist of it. But we're going to take a step further now everything that we have been exposed to and taught is a lie. It's a twisting. It's a control. It's everything outside of us. But those who meditate, those who take the time, who journal, those who speak to their spiritual team of guides and angels and celestial beings, you're okay. There's no lying there. That's just pure divine love, light, and truth. You're going to be okay there. You know that. That's fine. That's safe space. It's Sacred Heart Center, right? And so, but those who haven't, their identity there is not in here. It's outside there. Aren't they going to have a hard time? They're definitely going to have a hard time because they're not anchored within themselves. They're not anchored to this beautiful planet through them. It's everything is outside of them. And when that shifts and change, that's going to be devastating to a lot of people. And as more and more comes out, I must tell you, I'll sit here and I'm journaling or I'm watching something and I'm just crying. Because even though we can sit here and we know, we feel these things that's coming, we still have to process it and allow yourself to process it. Okay. Yes, Wendy, you do. I volunteer at a cat shelter, but I also give away a lot of things I don't need anymore. That's beautiful. Purging is huge, right? And it's great. Let's see, Robin. I feel like I know too much about the junk going on. I try not to let it consume me. My spirit guides have told me stuff has come true already. Exactly, Robin. Yes, yes. And that's the thing is don't let it stump you, trip you. You just keep right on going. And that's okay. Right? So, yeah, yeah. Oh, and but we have to, everything has to go through this. This, you know, like I said, it's the third dimension finale. There has to be a dying off for the rebirth. The rebirth's already happened. So we're, and I know we talked about this too before. It's like we are truly multidimensional and we're feeling the third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension simultaneously. Those that meditate can go higher in the fifth dimension. So we're already in these many dimensions. Many dimensions already. We're already going through it. Right? Right? Oh, my little doggy wants to leave. You want to come say hi? Come here. You want to say hi? Ow! No, he just want to sit there. Oh, Ty. You want to come up here and say hi, Ty? Say hello. Sweet boy. All right. I know. Oh. Well, come here. Let everybody see your cute face. No? I'm not going to. He's big. I'm not going to pick him up. What? Anyway. So, you know, remember we talked about a couple of times. I didn't have a show last week because I was really must have been feeling the energy. I really was off. And I was like, I'm not even going to try. Oh, and I was also processing a lot of things. A lot of people close to us crossed over. Processing a lot of things, allowing myself to grieve. The high energy, I was just done and gentle with myself. And was like, you know what, I'm just going to take care of me. And that's what I did last Sunday. So, but a couple of Sundays ago on my show, I talked about to another way. Is remember planting the pillars of light? Planting the pillars of light. Planting pillars of love and light, crystalline pillars, energetic crystalline pillars all around town or wherever you are. Just don't plant them and you just energetically can plant them. Hello, Sarah, Super Space Cookie. Don't plant them in the roadways. Don't plant them where there's traffic or, you know, where people walk. And the reason being, all right, is that another energy sensitive or sensitive person will feel that there's something there and you don't want them hitting it, right? You don't want that to cause an accident, all right? So not in walkways. Don't plant them in walkways or driveways or anything like that. But when I'm out and about in town or driving or whatever, and you see the patches of grass, and you see, I like to plant them beside trees. You know, here, let's plant this, just visualize this beautiful crystalline pillar. Bam, bam. You know what that is? It's anchoring the pillars of light. Now, I've been guided to do this for about 10 years now. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I know a lot of you do this too. So even if you're just standing in some place and just sending love, whether it's grounding or earthing, guess what you're doing? If you are a crystalline being of light, guess what you're doing? You are planting that crystalline pillar of light when you're grounding. Ha! Wow. Put that in perspective. As our chakras are more and more becoming more and more light and crystalline, okay, so see, yes, we can. The reason for this is, guess what we're doing? We are planting the pillars of the foundation of the new cities of light. The new cities of light. Yeah, the cities of crystalline light, these crystal cities, what do you want to call them? Light cities, crystal cities. And it's very interesting. I was listening to someone, I'm trying to think of her name, I'm sorry. She went through the QHHT, the quantum healing hypnosis technique. I did go through level one. I did go through that course. But it's not something that's really for me, as far as, because it deals with a lot of local. You have to do it hands-on. And a lot of my clientele is not local. And it's very long. A session can be like 5 hours long. And I'm like, okay, no. And the thing is that I'm experienced already. And I saw the beauty in me having to go through that course was because I already am participating in quantum healing. So that's beautiful. Love quantum healing. Bam, bam, bam. And so the whole point of that is she was sharing her sessions with somebody who's talking about that they went ahead a little bit that time-wise, jump timelines were going back and forward. But they were talking about how with all the energy from the solar flares, and when I talk about the Schumann resonance and all this higher energy, that's what it's talking about, is that he's experiencing all of a sudden everyone was doing what they normally do on a daily basis, and they got hit. This whole bunch of energy came in, and everyone just stopped, and that some people fell to the ground. A lot of people fell, were dazed, whatever. Those who could hold that energy and that light got up and was helping others. Hey, come on, you know. But it was really, really beautiful. And that day forward, with all the solar flares, all that light coming into the earth, was the beginning of the building of these crystal cities or these light cities. Now, our very own Reverend Lee Chapin, who is her shows usually on Mondays at 2 p.m., but she is going to take the summer off. Bravo for her. She's worked so hard. She's going to go back up. She's living in Florida. She's going to go back home to Illinois and just rest and for the summer. But her show will be back on in the fall, Inspiration from Spirit. But Reverend Lee Chapin, you can find her on YouTube. She just recently posted. So I watched that one first about the quantum healing technique, the hypnosis healing technique, that session with that man saying that. Then I watched Reverend Lee's video about the new light cities. And I was like, it's all the same thing, no matter what we call them, right? We've heard people talking about, and I remember Atlantean times in the golden age of Atlantis, Lemuria, were the crystalline cities, crystal temples. And it's that crystal light type of thing that we're going to be going back to. And in that session, I think her last name is Coe, C-O-E. I have to remember her first name. Who was doing that, who was giving the session, I should say, and was sharing that, her YouTube channel. But it was just fascinating. Fascinating to listen to all of it. Okay. All right. Thank you, Sarah, so much for your super sticker. Let me go back and read some of these comments here. I love the image of planting pillars of light. Yes, yes. I tune my ukulele to the chords that are 432 vibration. Yes, 432 is that. I call it the secret heart vibration. It's the earth nature. It's the same grounding. It's that cosmic heart frequency. I love that. Let's see. Robin, what I do not understand is some people I know who are very spiritual and very intuitive have done something I know is wrong. Then they get very sick. I thought they had a deep understanding. Robin, I understand that. I understand that. I understand that. We're going to see. I'm trying to be gentle with this. All right. But we are going to see a lot of spiritual people. Oh, how do I say this? Were they truly deceiving and false prophets? There's some that were, okay? But there's also some that. All right. So when I talk about brainwashing, it's like society has been brainwashed for this. You know that the brainwashing took place in every sector. With religion, with financial, but also too in spirituality. Don't you think for one minute that if they controlled religion, they were going to jump on this new age stuff, the spiritual stuff, and reverse it as fast as they can, or give false teachings in this? All right. So they did go and plant false gurus, false teachers who taught a lot of people. And so there's going to be innocent spiritual teachers who blindly follow. Let me say that. But yes, Roman, I know you would think that they should know and that they always pay attention. Because there was people that I've recommended to you guys too. There's one or two that you finally see as more and more light come in. I'm like, something's wrong here. This first person just shifted, or this energy shifted. Maybe it was me. My energy shifted. And I don't agree with this anymore. And so I'm going to back away. And that's okay. Because when you back away, then other teachers, other people come in, right? And that's fine. That's beautiful. I don't regret any of that. You have to give love and gratitude to every one of your experiences because it's been building blocks on our paths, right? Let's see. Right. Insight about a video. Yeah. Thanks, Heidi. Thank you. Okay, good. Yeah. I love music and vibration. And that's the thing, too, is we need to, on a daily basis, listen to sound. Sound, music, music. So the things you can do when you start to feel stressed or I find this, if I start to feel like I'm getting overwhelmed, I start humming. I just start humming, because I'm instantly, my body's going, I'm stressed. I need song. And when I catch myself doing that, I'm like, oh, okay. Let's just go listen to some music. Let's sing. I have a drum. Let's go play the drum. Let's play the rattle. Let's shake the rattle. Let's just enjoy the vibration of sound. And so it's do that a little bit more too. And that's very, very powerful. The frequency of love is sound. When you hear the angels singing, I know we've all heard this. It's the seraphim angels. When we hear these high vibrational angels beings sing, you know, that's you're right there with source, with creator, with divine creator and holy mother and father God. You're right there. And we each have a sound. We have a beautiful tone in this divine heavenly music. And so each one of us is important, or else the song just wouldn't sound right. You know, the law of one. And each of us are important. Each note is important. And just even in the Bible, they talk about, you know, right from the beginning, how important sound is. Right? And God said, let there be light. God said, sound, let there be light. So light and sound, are they the same? Is light and sound not the same? You bring more light into your body with singing, with that song, with your heart song. Let your heart sing and raise that vibration. Okay? Let it catch yourself. You know, when you listen to your body, because your body will tell you when it's stressed, right? Your muscles will tighten up. Maybe you're catching yourself trying to hold your breath. No, don't disconnect from that sacred breath. That's a time to stop and take really deep breaths. I'm going to go and blow that out. I'm just going to take some really, really deep breaths. And it's very important to continue taking deep breaths, to do that deep breathing. Yes, continue with that. All right. And many of us can even feel tested and challenged. Going back to people that we thought, and I'm going to address this, you're not just the spiritual gurus falling and those that follow blindly, even in this field, you know, but even a lot of the our spiritual friends, you know, just it's that ego. That ego is there. It just kind of, no. ego is a part of who we are. It should never be in the leader or command position. All right. No. It's meant to be there to help, or as a trigger. It's meant to be behind you or beside you. It's never meant to be controlling in front of you and leading the way. All right. And just ego also stands for what I heard and I thought was really, really pretty, is edging God out. The more your ego flares, the more you're edging God out. Or the more further we're getting away from our inside, which is where God is, right? And so I liked that little, edging God out, ego, to keep my ego intact, to keep my, nope. I feel that. Well, that was a very egotistical thought. Where did that come from? When you have that conversation, it actually stops. It starts to back off. It starts to, and maybe because it's something that you still need to resolve within you. But when you start to address that, you're finding out your triggers. That is huge, isn't it? That's huge. Great definition for ego. Yeah. Edging God out. Yeah. Take a deep breath. Stay hydrated. And, you know, you can, I know I say this a lot, but it's very important then, because I like to remind about increasing your vitamin C's, your vitamin B12s. And, you know, the thing with vitamin C's, you can't overdo that. You can't overdose on that. Your body eliminates whatever it doesn't need anymore. All right. So we need to be taking care of our immune systems. And that's what's going to get all us through. Immune system, deep breathing, making sure you're spending time in that sacred space of your Sacred Heart Center where you can see the outcome, where you can see that golden age. You see it. It's right here. Just what level are you looking at it from? You know, it's hard to see that from the third D, but we just keep going higher and higher and just get to that fifth dimension and even fly higher than that. So it's really interesting is that, and one of my little meditations and chats with my angelic and celestial committee, it's, you know, most definitely, it's like, it's interesting how the eagle is representation of the United States, of the United States. And I was like, but the governments or I'm going to say the controllers have taken that bird, each wing. All right. Here's this side. Here's this side. You got the right side. You got the left side, but they're both a part of the same thing, the same creature, the same. All right. They're two wings of the same bird. All right. So now, I'm bringing this up because in this conversation, I saw the eagle transform into this golden eagle. They're like, you know, this is very powerful times that we're in. And the eagle transformed to a golden eagle. And there's no more of this left, right. It was unified. This eagle in harmonious alignment is a golden eagle. A golden eagle. So beautiful. And what helped bring that in alignment too is that being reunited with the golden, what is that called? It's a vulture, a condor with the feminine condor. So the golden eagle and golden condor are reunited. And there's an old Native American saying that when the eagle and the condor fly together, there will be peace. So the condor, a vulture pretty much, a condor from the South American tribes, that was their prophecy. Represented, the condor represents the divine feminine. And the eagle, the divine, or just the masculine. Well, they pretty much have lost. They fell from divinity. And so now them being shown as golden means they've risen back up to their divinity and they are reunited as one. They're flying as one. They are together as one. And this has already happened. It's not, it's going to happen. It's already happened. And that they showed me that in that visualization, in that conversation, it was just so beautiful to see that. And I'm sharing that because I want you to have hope. I want you to hold on to that. Okay? And the only ones that I don't say need to worry. are the ones that are truly evil and have no desire of changing or going back into God's embrace. Well, too bad. They will take care and be dealt with accordingly. And so talking about the rest of us. Oh, Robin, today a huge, massive bald eagle flew out in front of me and started circling around me. It was beautiful. Yes, that is beautiful. Wow, I love that. Eagles, yes. There you go, Robin. Oh, I love it. Yes. And, yeah. You know, all animals, though, are very important. It's just beautiful messages. So let's see. Oh, St. Willis, I saw a bald eagle at my brother's today. So isn't that interesting? All of us, you know, we're getting like this really, I think, the same messages, right? And that's the beautiful thing too, is that we are all, okay, so you've heard about tapping into the collective consciousness. Well, humanity has a consciousness that we don't want to tap into, that humanity's collective consciousness, because that's tainted. And that's like the fourth D, what we call heaven energy, is humanity's consciousness. And that fifth dimension and higher and higher and higher, quantum consciousness is where we want to be. Quantum consciousness. And a lot of us have already done that as we've gone through the fourth dimension and into the fifth dimension and higher. And how can you tell? And again, it's not an actual physical place we go. It's our consciousness shifting. And I've noticed myself, and what I've heard from other people, when you have your, what's called like your review of life, where you feel like, oh my gosh, I've had this life review. I'm going over everything that has happened. I thought I took care of all of this, but yet it's coming back. It's because you are not judging you, but you are observing your life. You're having your life review. Okay. Please be gentle with yourself when that happens. Don't be judgmental. We're just observing with no, without reliving it. Let's say that, all right? With no emotions, we're just, oh, okay. And again, realize that every there's no mistakes. Everything happened just as it's supposed to. Where we thought we went off track, that's powerful. They were powerful teachers. Those lessons, those situations were powerful teachers, weren't they? We see it now. We don't see it then. We go, oh, wow, that was embarrassing. You know, hey, you know, just keep going one day at a time, one foot at a time, one step forward. All right. Oh, that's good. Robin, that's a beautiful message for us. Oh, Wendy, bald eagles near my house. I was floating in my pool one day and he circled me. I hope he didn't think food. No, that's very beautiful food. You're funny. No. You know. That's beautiful. They just connect with you. I think that if you have these, when you're outside meditating, right? And you're done and you open your eyes, what animals are around you? They love that energy. And they'll come and be a part of that too. And even if you don't think you're meditating, but you're just sitting there and you're relaxed. Relaxation is a form of meditation. All right? Reading. How many of you go into another world when you read? Is that not meditation? That is. Writing, journaling. And I say journaling because there is a difference between the journaling and the writing. Unless it's automatic writing, that's spiritual. You're receiving the messages and writing that down. Journaling, it should be comfortable and you're happy with that. Sometimes writing can be very uncomfortable for people. So if it's uncomfortable, don't do that. Anyway, so let's see. I think you were going to type something. I know you're trying to type something else, huh? Autocorrect. Robin, I have learned a lot of stuff in my life. So I keep learning. Of course we do. Absolutely. Yeah, I was meditating. Yeah. And I love that. And let me just, I'll share this with you too. Just many of us. All right. So I always thought I was been connecting to the seraphim angels, which I have been, but they don't, they always showed up as huge columns of light. I didn't see wings for a long time until I went to church and was shown this is what angels are supposed to look like. Then they started coming around looking like that. And I realized what they were doing is they were putting themselves in place because they knew my mother was going to have a fit with me seeing spirit. And so she was like, just please stop. Stop talking. People don't do this. You know, stop telling me what you see. I don't. No, people don't want to hear this. Oh, okay, fine. And I was like, well, can I talk to the angels? And said, yes. So then how smart were some of my family members or my grandparents or people that I wanted to talk to? They would come. It looked like they had wings. And this is the thing is when our loved ones come to us, and they look like they have wings. It's not them. It's right behind them. It's their energy field. They come in their bubble, right? They come in their orb. And that, what's it, herb gel liquid is very angelic. It's an angel bringing them in. And so there's that light and that glow. And some people go, oh, I saw my grandmother and she had wings. You know, and it's beautiful. But that was the energy that brought her there. All right. And so, yeah, a lot of celestial beings, we have a lot of, they don't like to be called ETs or aliens. There are celestial families. A lot of us are being guided by these beautiful beings. Now, those who love the birds so much, too, there are these beautiful bird beings, the avians, and they work very closely. They are often mistaken as the angels. And, very benevolent, very loving, loving beings. And so just to help to put it into perspective a little bit for everyone who these are who is around, we have a lot more guardians, celestial guardians that have moved in to be here to hold space for us. And it's beautiful. We had to reach a certain point before they could come in. And we did. We surpassed it. And we are accelerating really, really fast. Now, I don't like to share timelines because they're shifting and changing so fast. What I didn't mention was in that QHHT session, she asked, what timeline is this? Or when do you see the solar flare or this light lighting up everywhere? And he said 2022. I haven't asked for a time in a while because years ago it was 2050, reading the golden age. Then it was 2032. Then it was 2030. And it keeps, you know what? Pat yourself on the back. Bravo. We are doing excellent work. We are just spreading so much love and light, and so much is activating. Everyone's activating on a very fast rate that we are really pulling this, maybe pulling, or we are ascending so much faster than it was prophesized. So, isn't that beautiful? It's great. So let's just keep on shining a light. Plant these pillars of crystalline light. Remember, in a non-traffic area. Like you're planting a tree, right? Because that's just how powerful it is. Continue to do that. And be proud knowing that you are laying the foundation of these new cities, these new light cities, these that are going to be like floating on the earth, that, you know, maybe hovering above the earth, hovering above water. Some are going to be floating in the air, floating cities. Gorgeous. Beautiful. It's wonderful. Woohoo! Yay! Sarah, I had a hummingbird flying beside me today while I was watering the flowers, and it just talking away to me. Yes, I love that. Oh, yes, you have, yes. Yes, winged beings love, you know, every one of us in this sacred circle have these connections with all animals, but I see it a lot with the birds and the winged beings and whether they're dragons. Yes, they are very real. Dragons with fairies, you know, the winged. It's interesting because they're all unicorns. Pegasus is just a type of a unicorn, but they all have wings, but they tuck them in so nicely you don't even know they have wings until you see them ready in flight. So I was like, that's what the unicorns told me. They're like, we all have wings. The Pegasus is just a different variety of a unicorn. I'm like, all right. Okay. And again, that they're not, and again, even in animals, no one's better than each other. They're all equals. They just have different jobs, different qualities, characteristics, right? That's okay. That's all it is. Oh, super fast. I know, Melissa, super fast. We are going so super fast. It's beautiful. And it's just like, I don't even know what day it is. Sometimes it's like, are we back to this again? Oh my gosh. I just thought, you know, it's just beautiful, beautiful. But also those that are watching, please on YouTube, if you don't mind just giving me a thumbs up, the show a thumbs up, please. Thank you so much. And share this show. Not just this show, all the shows that you feel resonate with you. We really appreciate you doing that, taking time to like our shows, give them the thumbs up, share them, and because we really appreciate that. And that's a form of just sharing the love and light too, and very, very grateful for that. So, yay. All right, so tomorrow is Memorial Day. So there's not going to be any shows tomorrow. It's the official Memorial Day. So we're just going to take the time and spend with our families, our loved ones, or just even for ourselves. We're just going to take some time, some downtime to relax. And hello, Linnell. Hello, hello. And you're right on time, Linnell. Always, right? Yay! They were always on time. So just go forward, shining your love and light in all directions. We are making a difference. Yes, we are. And wow, this is the last show of May. Next week we'll be into June. Woohoo! Oh my goodness. Oh, so. With that, I think I'll just checking to see if there's anything else final wise that anybody wants to share with you. No, that's everything. Okay. A powerful June's going to be very powerful, supercharged. All right, it's going to be very powerful. The first week and a half. What are we saying? Yeah, 7 to 14. So the first 2 weeks of June, they don't do time. So let me tell you, this is huge for them to say this, that these next couple of weeks are leaps and bounds we are jumping. All right. We'll talk about that next week. Remind me, somebody. Okay. So, all right. Much love and light to each and every one of you. Be that light. All right. Be that divine love and light and peace. Remember that we are divine beings. We are sovereign. We are free. So many blessings to each and every one of you.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special
and other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.